Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition and Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Praise God. And we need to understand that right now where we are in history is, you know, that Jerusalem, Israel, and Jerusalem in particular, but Israel is really God's time clock, timepiece. And you watch what's happening there, always follow Jerusalem and Israel and see what's taking place there. And you'll know where we are in history. And you can see things are getting a bit tight and it's exciting. If you're a child of God, it's exciting. Amen. Amen. Don't be nervous now. Be excited. I mean, you know, the Bible does say if they're going to fall on this side, they're going to fall on that side. And no weapon formed against us. And all that kind of stuff we've spoken for years. Now that we're coming to that place in history, and I believe it's towards the closing of this era, the church is coming to a close where Jesus comes back, we're going to have to stand strong. We're truly going to have to stand strong. There's some stuff we might have to face, but we're going to have to face it in faith and trust our God. He will never let us down. Amen. So, Father, we just thank You that as we go into this time, we just give You the praise and the honor and the glory that You will just open our eyes to all truth and righteousness in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going through the book of Acts. Now, we know that this coming Sunday is actually Pentecost Sunday, which Pentecost, we all understand, took place over 2,000 years ago. And so that's when the church age began. Amen. So we're going through the book of Acts. This is lesson 3, the third one. And you've got your notes in front of you. And in many, many ways, the book of Acts, which is in the New Testament, and it starts after the Gospels. It's the first book after the Gospels, and it's an exciting book. To me, it's one of the most exciting books in the Bible because it's full of so much action and so much movement, and it's so much interest in the book of Acts to see what God gave to the apostles and the disciples that they could do. And really, the book of Acts is a study. It will be an expository, a devotional, practical, and it's an introduction to the whole book, what we're doing right now. So number one, the title, the book is known as, and you can write this down, now you've got a space here, is known as the Acts of the Apostles. So if you've got your papers, write it down. It's called the Acts of the Apostles, and it is correct that they've said it's the Acts of the Apostles, though it mostly tells us of two apostles. When it says the Acts of the Apostles, it's telling you about two apostles. Number one is Peter. You can put that in your notes. Whose ministry, Peter's ministry was to the Jews, and whose great word that he brought was repent. That's what Peter did. He took it to the Jews, and he was telling the people to repent and receive Christ. And then Paul was the other one, the apostle, whose ministry was to the Gentiles. Those were the people outside of the Israeli community. They were not Jewish. So Paul, his ministry was to the Gentiles, and his great theme and great word was believe. Believe. Faith was what he taught. The apostle Paul got revelation upon revelation of faith and how to live. And that's why he wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. And he was getting revelation as he was going. God was downloading and giving it to him. So he was believed. But this book does not record the acts of men. We've got to understand that. They say it's the acts of the apostle. And if you look in your King James or other translations, you'll see the acts of the apostles. But it's not the acts of men, but it's the acts of the risen Lord. You could say it's the acts of the Holy Spirit, because it was the Holy Spirit. So there you can fill in the Holy Spirit, who by the Holy Spirit filled and used men as his instruments in the earth. So the book records the acts. It doesn't record the acts of men, but the risen Lord, and by the Holy Spirit filled and used men as his instruments to take the word. And they did miracles, signs, and wonders to get the people to start believing. Now, the book of Acts was written by the apostle Luke. And Luke is the same person, the same apostle that wrote the Gospel of St. Luke. Luke wrote the book of Luke, and Luke was a physician. Luke knew, and he was learned in medicine. He was a physician. That's why when you read some of his stories on the healing, he comes at it with a different attitude and from a different angle as opposed to the other three gospels. You all know that there are four gospels, correct? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They start the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then you're going to the writings of the apostles. Those were of the apostles, but now you're going to the letters of the apostles. And that starts with the book of Acts. And look what the apostle Luke tells us in Acts 1 verse 1. He says, "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began." Everyone say began. Began both to do and teach. He began it. We're going to finish it. You understand that? And so he came and he spoke to Theophilus. You'll see he spoke to him again in another area. And Theophilus was one of the followers of Christ. Now you can compare Luke 1. Make a note of this. Luke 1 verses 1 through 4. The Holy Spirit had indwelt, filled, and worked through the human body of the man Christ Jesus. So that's Luke 1, verses 1 through 4, where the Holy Spirit had indwelt and filled and worked through the human body of Jesus Christ. Because remember that he was filled when he became baptized in the Jordan River. And the Holy Spirit came and dwelt in him, did not depart. He would come on other people. He'd come on them for some kind of service that they were going to do, whatever it was. And then once he had accomplished what he wanted them to do, he would then depart off of them. You can see that in the Old Testament, he came on David, and David slew Goliath. He would come on Samson, and Samson would kill 10,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. Amen. He would come on Elisha, and Elisha would raise up the child that was dead. He came on Elijah. And you know, all of these guys and women that did incredible works was when the Holy Spirit came upon them and used them for that moment in time, and then he departed from them. When Jesus came, the Holy Spirit at his baptism came upon Jesus and dwelt in Jesus. Amen. And I believe that's Matthew 3:16, where John the Baptist says, when Jesus came up out of the water, he saw, as it were, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove alight upon and dwell in Jesus. And the voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Matthew 3:16. And so he came and he filled and he worked through the man Jesus. People think, well, he was God, so he did the works because he was God. No, he was the man Jesus. The Bible says he gave up his godly privileges and did not count it strange to be equal with God, but he gave up all of his power and his godly privilege to come to the earth as a man, to die as a man. Amen. Because if he was God in the earth, and he said to you and me, you will do what I do and even greater than I do, that's not possible because you're God. But he came as a man, and Acts 10:38 tells us how God the Father anointed Jesus of Nazareth, talking about the man Jesus from Nazareth. Didn't say Jesus, my beloved son from heaven. He said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Same Holy Ghost you're talking about, yeah. With the Holy Ghost and with power. And then it says Jesus then went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. The Holy Spirit is God. Jesus is God and God the Father is God. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But Jesus gave up his godly privilege in heaven and came down and he came as a man to do what he did to fulfill getting back our righteous state. Thank God for Jesus. But the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus and stayed upon Jesus and used him to do all of the teaching and all of the miracle signs and wonders in the earth. Amen. And then the same man, Jesus, returned to heaven and the Holy Spirit came and filled his mystical body, the church. That was on the day of Pentecost, which we've read in Acts 2, verse 8, where Jesus, when the Holy Spirit came with a mighty rushing wind, and we all know the story, we've been talking about it the last 2 weeks, and it came, the mighty rushing wind, and cloven tongues of fire sat on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And the church era, the church age, which we're still living in today, began then. It began, it started back then, over 2,000 years ago, in the upper room, where the Holy Spirit came, and now he resides, he dwells in righteous, born-again people. He doesn't come and go. That's why God said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. The Holy Spirit is with us right now, and he's staying with us. Can you say amen? Amen. And so, a better title for the book, as I said, is The Acts of the Holy Spirit. Fill that in. The Acts of the Holy Spirit. And because of this, the book of Acts is an unfinished work. The book of Acts is still alive and relevant today and still producing more, and we are part of that. Because the Holy Spirit, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. How many of you have ever laid hands on a sick person and they actually got healed? How many of you actually believed God for something and it happened? Well, that was the Holy Spirit when you laid hands on someone. It was the Holy Spirit bringing it into your life. It was the Holy Spirit. And if it's the Holy Spirit, then we're still in the book of Acts because we're still seeing miracle signs and wonders. Now, you might see more of them in South America, some countries in South America. You'll see a lot more miracle signs and wonders in Africa, the continent of Africa. You'll see a lot more in other places. America has become a little bit lethargic in its belief and just the way things are here. We're so used to anything and everything being good and available that now, you know, I can watch a movie and basically get lost in the movie with stuff that you can't even believe is not true.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of